It's time for the Wilson Warriors Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Matt Porch, here's your host, Wes Ayers.
Don't look now, Warrior fans, but your Warriors, they're pretty hot. Joining us today is the head coach of the Wilson Warriors, Matt Porch. Coach, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good. Coach, it's good to talk to you coming off of a win. I know you're excited, and we're excited for you. But, Coach, give us a little rundown of the game over at West Limestone this past Friday.
Well, it was a really physical game. Those guys really big up front and strong, and we were just trying to hold our ground right there at the point of attack on the line of scrimmage. But offensively, we just was able to get the edge early. I think it was third or fourth play of the game. Kobe Scott got to the sideline for us and, outrun everybody, which he's liable to do sometimes. And so that gave us a lot of confidence because the first two plays were, not real successful. So we were able to dig out of the hole with the big play. And I really think that kind of set the tone for the remainder of the game.
Coach, your quarterback, Chris Silva, he accounted for two touchdowns through the air, a 75-yard pass to Colby Scott, which you mentioned, an 8-yard pass to Parrish there. And then, of course, the guy who we've talked about all year long, Jacob Blassingame, getting in for a 3-yard run to cap off your scoring. Coach, you guys were battling for a playoff spot. This was a crucial game. You and I talked about it last week. We talked about how important this game was. What was your message to the players throughout the week? And then what did you tell them Friday night before they took the field?
Well, during the week, we stress on, hey, we've gotten better every week, but to get that playoff spot, that have a chance for that last playoff spot, we've got to take care of business. All the excuses of doing something new on offense and then, being kind of a young team, we've played the first half of the season, so we've all got to grow up and step up into our new roles. Everybody should have a better understanding of their job and it's time to execute. And I feel like for the most part Friday night, everybody played with great effort. Everybody tried to execute to the best of their ability. Most of our mistakes were actually, trying to do too much. We had some fumbles that, guys were just trying to break a tackle, get extra yard, and ended up losing the ball. And it's hard to harp too much on effort and mistakes.
Coach, that was going to be my next question. You look at the four turnovers. My question was going to be, were they effort turnovers or were they just sloppy turnovers? But you mentioned that they're effort turnovers. Talk to us about how you respond to a young man who's fumbled, trying to go for the extra yardage. What do you say to them? Obviously, you don't want to beat them up too much and try to correct them because they're trying to help. They're trying to advance the ball. What do you say to a young man who's just experienced an extra effort fumble on the ball?
Well, this being my first year to even consider that side of the ball, my mindset was when there was a mistake, like we had a running back, two times, fumbled the ball, trying to get extra yardage, and instead of saying anything directly to him, it was just to build up everybody else. Hey, he's hustling, defense, pick him up. We get the ball back, we're going to drive it down. Just try to put that same momentum and that same passion that he had put into that play, even though he made a mistake, into the defense that's now got to take the field and got to take care of a job.
You're listening to Matt Porch here on the Matt Porch Show on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, if Jerry Foulkes were to call you up today and say, hey, give me some pointers on West Limestone, obviously you're going to talk about their little running back. What are you going to tell him otherwise to be on the outlook for?
Well, the line pushed us at the point of attack. We did a much better job up front of holding our ground and playing our gaps, playing with a little bit better technique. But their offensive line is really good, and they move the ball. And with the running back being as good as he is, they're hard to get off the field from picking up first downs. Three plays and 10 yards is a tough task against those guys.
Coach, defensively, what did you find out of this West Limestone unit that maybe you weren't expecting or that you were expecting it just happened to be as good as advertised?
Well, the defense was really sharp. They, they attacked the edges and against us, our misdirection plays had to be quick. They had to be really crisp or they were going to get blown up in the backfield. It was really hard to be outside the pocket to throw the ball. They did a great job of crashing those edges, So they were tough to move the ball on for us. Like I said, we were able to get the ball in space to some of our faster players, which is why we were able to that moved the ball down the field. And as we started doing that on the game and widening them out a little bit was when we started being able to hit them with an interior run.
Coach, do you feel like offensively, sideline to sideline, your guys are just about as good as they come?
Well, I mean, I've got a couple guys that are about as fast as they come now. You know, getting the ball from there to the sideline sometimes is easier said than done. You know, we'll try every way in the world to get it out there. We'll screen pass it out there. We'll try toss sweep it out there. We'll try some misdirection to get out there on the edge. But that's definitely a big part of our game plan is getting the ball out on the edge in space.
Coach, talk to us for just a few minutes about your defense. I mean, obviously holding West Limestone with some of their playmakers to 7 points, that had to be crucial for you guys, had to be an encouragement. Tell us a little bit about your defense and what they were doing Friday night that was successful.
Well, Friday night we were able to go back to our base rules. You know, we're really a 3-5 defense. We adjust out of it, but we've had to sit in a 3-4 over a 3-game stretch just due to health and personnel. And but we were able to get back to our rules and kind of mix up some looks sometimes. And but you know, that was good for the guys because that's what they know and that's what they want to do. They don't want to sit in the same defense all night. And I feel like they played way more aggressive and way more soundly just for being able to get back to what they truly know.
Coach, you guys were coming off of the bye week. Do you think the bye week came at a good time? Were your guys energized and kind of rested to get into this game on Friday?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. The bye week couldn't come at a better time. And the guys, by the time we played Friday night, you know, talked to them before the game, they said it felt like it had been a month since they played the game. Of course, you know, the previous game against Bessler, I couldn't 100% say we even played that game. You know, we got put out of that one early. So to get that kind of off of the back of our minds was huge for us Friday night.
Coach, as you look forward to Elkmont, and I know there's different challenges, you guys go on the road again for this game. That's two pretty lengthy road trips for you guys coming from your side of Lauderdale County over to West Limestone, then over to Elkmont again. Does traveling on the road, does it bother you or does it kind of excite you? How does it do with your players? Do they get bothered by it or are they excited by being able to go on the road? I know last week you talked about it was going to be good to get away. How do you feel about being away for 2 weeks?
You know, this week, you know, going to Elkmont is always a tough place to play. It's a little longer drive for us. I believe this is the longest travel game that we will have this season. And we're just going to try to, you know, get there a little early. That way we can stretch out and maybe get the, you know, get our bodies moving a little bit, get warmed up. Because, you know, hour and 30-minute bus ride, you know, pretty tough on the guys. So we just want to get there a little early and make sure that we're adjusted.
Absolutely. Coach, as we're up against a break here, we'll come back. We'll talk a little Elkmont football and how you guys are getting ready for them. You're listening to the Matt Port Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Do not go away. Hey, Warrior fans, and welcome back into the Matt Port Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Coach, we recap the game against West Limestone, a good, crucial region win for you guys, putting you right back into the thick of things, actually. Coach, how does that make you feel to know that, hey, the playoffs are still a realistic possibility for our team?
Oh, absolutely. It's always exciting. The more you've got to play for, the easier it is to get guys to practice hard, the easier it is to get guys to play hard. You know, and so we're all competitors. We all want to do well. We want to play for as much as we can, and being able to have an opportunity to go to the playoffs is huge for our team.
Coach, when you look at this Elkmont team, it's a team that you guys, you dominated them in 2015. That was the last time it looks like you guys have played against them. They're new to this region, but the overall record, they're 2-5 against you guys, so it's a team that your guys have responded really well to. They have a region win now, of course, coming over the forfeit there by Deschler. But when you look at this Elkmont squad, Coach, what do you see out of them offensively that you've been reminding your guys of on defense this week?
Well, they've got a lot of misdirection, and it's getting sharper and crisper every week on film that I've seen for them. Their guys play extremely hard, and I've talked to my team about that. You know, even though they probably haven't, you know, won as many games as they feel like they could or should have, those guys are playing hard, and they're not giving up. And And the misdirection can give you problems. You know, you're going to have to play your assignment on every formation. And so I've always found it interesting. You know, a team that's struggling, you know, what they do on offense or defense, you can usually learn a lot from that as a coach because, you know, they're putting their guys in the best positions to be successful. And they do a lot of things offensively that, you know, we could probably kind of borrow in the future because they give a lot of good looks and a lot of tough misdirection looks. And they're tough to defend.
Coach, you're a defensive-minded guy. Take us through the process of defending a misdirection offense. The ball's going to be moving all over the place. What are you telling your guys to really key in on? And for those of us that, you know, never really got much action on the defensive side of the ball, a misdirection team can give you a headache. What are you telling your guys this week?
Well, the biggest complication is it's got to change per formation. You know, you can't just say, hey, you key this guy, because the formation changes your assignment. And so the guys in practice this week just have to lock in and understand their key for the different formations that we've seen, that we expect, and know what keys to look for in those formations. And so, you know, if a guy's got to, you know, key the near back, but when his feet are away, his eyes got to go to the opposite back to make sure it's not a reverse or something, you know. If he forgets to do that and forgets to play his job and it is a reverse, then all of a sudden they've hit a big play. So you really got to lock in and know your assignment and stay home and execute your assignment.
You're listening to the Matt Porch Show here on Fox Sports Shells 97.9. Joining us today is the head coach of the Wilson Warriors, Matt Porch. Coach, what about this unit, this Elkmont unit that you'll be seeing defensively? What are you guys working on offensively? Obviously, you can't give me any pointers because you don't want to give anything away. But what do you see out of their defensive unit that might give you some trouble?
Well, they're aggressive and they're fast. You know, they seem to play with the four-man front a lot, which, you know, so far has given us some problems. Our linemen, our system offensively is more on a track system, so it really shouldn't matter, but we're still getting locked into, hey, I got a guy on me, I got a block in, you know, instead of staying in a track. So it's just making us be more sound and be more assignment oriented on the offensive line, and we're young, but we're getting better at that every week. You know, we're not installing any new plays or anything. We're trying to get better at what we do, just like we did the last couple of weeks.
Coach, when you look at the remaining part of your schedule, you're at Elkmont Friday night, then you'll be home against Central, then you have another open week, and then you'll have Red Bay to finalize the season. And coach, you have two region games left. It's very much for your squad. Win and continue on, lose, and there's the possibility of playoff play goes south a little bit. Are you continuing to preach that message to your guys? Do you continue to remind them, or do they sort of know, Coach? Do they know in their mind, hey, look, we got to win these ball games to have a chance at the playoffs?
Well, they absolutely know, but we're preaching that you know, we're actually in the playoffs right now for us. You know, we're in the playoffs to get to the playoffs. We got to win to have an opportunity to get there. And so that mindset, I think, will be beneficial if we can get our jobs done and get it accomplished and put ourselves in the playoffs. I think it'll be a learning experience for our team and give us more confidence going into the playoffs.
See, that's why you're the coach and I'm the radio guy, because you think about it from, hey, we're in playoff mode now. See, I didn't even think about it like that, Coach. Coach, when you look at your team last week coming up with a big win, You got to have a guy that kind of stood out to you, maybe that didn't make their name in the paper, but somebody that really stood out, really worked hard throughout the week, and they're carrying it over this week. Do you have anybody that deserves some recognition, Coach?
Oh, I got several. I hate to leave anybody off, but you know, of course, the quarterback had a great game, but he's even though his numbers are better this week, he's played with that effort and that consistency, you know, every week. We asked him to do a little bit more rushing this week for us, but Chris Silver, our quarterback, has done an outstanding job. And then, of course, Bison Daniels, Mr. Consistent on both sides of the ball. He's just, you know, he's a workhorse for us. But some young guys that have really stepped up for me, Dylan Crouch and Austin Holt. Austin Holt's playing corner for us. He's doing a great job. He's made that move from linebacker because we had some injuries and we had some depth issues at that position. And I really can't say enough about him. He's doing a fantastic job there. And, filling a void for our team.
Coach, as you get ready to head over to Elkmont, we know that you got a lot of things going on. But, Coach, it's been great to talk to you this week. Appreciate you spending some time with us. We wish you the best of luck Friday night. Enjoy the nap on the way over to Elkmont. I know you'll get a nap in, won't you?
I highly doubt it.
Coach, best of luck Friday night. We're pulling for you, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.